When thinking about this time period, thinking about the fact that tomorrow was the last day of Tammuz and that we are entering into the 9 days, the period that begins on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av and lasts until Tisha B'Av, I want to focus on two key ideas that I saw in Rav Soloveitchik's book, The Lord is Righteous in All of His Ways. Rav Soloveitchik says that many people, when they think about Tisha B'Av, they think about Tisha B'Av being a day that marks communal tragedy, being the day that marks communal catastrophe, being the day that they commemorate all of the bad things that have happened to Klal Yisrael for many years. And what he explains is that our relationship with Chorban Beit HaMikdash cannot only be a relationship with a communal catastrophe, but rather we need to find a way in order to really feel as though this public event, this communal catastrophe, this communal experience impacted us directly, impacted the way we live our lives, and impacted the things we do. He says we can't only view ourselves as part of a community that went through this experience, but we need to find a way to make it that our experience, our personal experience, was directly impacted by this communal experience. The same way that on a Pesach, we're told that we have to feel as though ki'ilu yatzanu Mitzrayim, as if we actually left Mitzrayim, says the Rav on the flip side, we need to actually feel as though this communal catastrophe actually has a relationship to who I am as an individual. And what he says, so importantly, is does my life continue the way it was, flowing along the same channels on which it flowed until now, or not? Does this communal tragedy impact who I am as an individual? We need to feel the Chorban not only as this larger thing that happened to Klal Yisrael that maybe I feel and maybe I don't, but it needs to feel as if it was an individual tragedy, as if it is an individual tragedy, with the recognition that the way we feel when we encounter a tragedy or a catastrophe as an individual, as if somebody close to us passed away, that is how we're supposed to feel on Tisha B'Av. That's how we're supposed to feel about Chorban Beit HaMikdash. And what he also emphasizes is this idea that every generation that has not built the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi and Yoma says that every generation in which the Beit HaMikdash was not rebuilt, it's as if they were responsible for the destruction. And so we have to keep in mind, as individuals, the role that we have in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash as well. And that it wasn't only the Chorban Beit HaMikdash happened so many years ago, and that it hasn't been rebuilt because it just hasn't been. But no, we really have to feel as though it has not been rebuilt because we did not merit it. The Rav says so powerfully, we need to still feel ashamed. We need to still feel embarrassed. Because the continuation of the Chorban, says the Rav, is an indictment of our generation, not only the generation of our ancestors. And so I think both of these machshavos, on the one hand recognizing the Chorban Beit HaMikdash has to really feel like an individual tragedy, and not only like a larger communal catastrophe, and also recognizing that we also have to feel embarrassed, and we also have to feel ashamed about the fact that the Chorban Beit HaMikdash has not taken place in our generation, both of those machshavos are sometimes difficult to stomach, and in general, we can't always live our lives on a daily basis feeling that way, because the emotions that it might stir up may not actually be so productive or healthy. But if there was ever a time period in which we really have to feel those machshavos, it's now. It's that period that begins tomorrow night. It's that period of the 9 days where we add on additional restrictions of avilus to our lives, to recognize that we're supposed to be building up to these feelings. These feelings of Chorban Beit HaMikdash impacted me as an individual. And I think an avoda over the next few days is really to think about that a little bit, to give a little bit of thought to what that means. How has Chorban Beit HaMikdash impacted us as individuals? I know when I think about my own experience, the fact that I never was able to meet my grandfather's siblings, or the fact that my parents, my mother in particular, grew up without most of her family because of the Holocaust, that is something I think about when I think about the way in which individual lives and individual experiences have been impacted by the Chorban. How has your life been impacted by the Chorban? That's the avoda of the next 9 days. And in addition to that, that feeling of busha, that feeling of it hasn't been rebuilt yet in our generation, that's something that we also need to work towards as well. We need to think about, what have I done that maybe has not allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt? What have we done? How are we sinning that has not allowed the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt? How are we doing in terms of our Bein Adam L'Chaver, or in terms of our Bein Adam L'Makom? So I always think that this time period is an important time period for Cheshbon HaNefesh, to take a step back and think about both of these things, and to then direct that in our tefillos. In our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmona Esrei, with its brachos being focused on bringing back the Beis HaMikdash, with its tefillos being focused on asking for forgiveness and asking for tshuva, and of course repairing our own actions, those are also opportunities to work on this as well. May we be zocheh.